This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This Cooking with Paula podcast was homegrown, carefully marinated and pan-fried with not a mention of an air fryer. And if you weren't quick enough to write down this week's recipe, this is for you.
Paula McIntyre standing by in the kitchen with some rhubarb and almond puddings.
Yes.
This is so exciting. And this isn't, because you're the person who introduced me to the rhubarb triangle, which is the where they grow the rhubarb
in Yorkshire. That's the forced rhubarb. This is the real proper from the stuff I'm using now is from Armagh, and you get it. You know, I got it in a butcher. You know, so it's, you know, it's like one of those things. It's just coming in. It's tied up in string, John, which I love. You know, it's a really old, cut the leaves off, tied up in string, couple of pound for a bunch of it, and it's just, and it's got those lovely ruby red stems. You know, the forced rhubarb that you get is pink, but this is the first of the season. You know, before it gets sort of, you know, raunchy. You know, when it gets a bit. Do you know when the rhubarb at the end of the season it's nearly green and it's. It's big, and don't get me wrong, a rhubarb tart made with that is fantastic, but now it's just, it looks so beautiful, you know, so it's really perfect for poaching
just
as
before
well.
It goes raunchy.
Yeah, exactly.
Is raunchy, I don't know, is if that that's a Ulster Scots word?
I don't know. No, it's not. It's just like that word, raunchy. You know what I mean?
As opposed to hanshy, which would be turnips.
Aye, exactly. Raunchy, because it's alliteration. Raunchy rhubarb.
I like it. These are wee individual puddings in.
Wee puddings. So I did them. I had nice big bowls, or, you know, quite big bowls that had it, got actually in a charity shop. So they're, but you could use a ramekin, but use a big ramekin. If you're not using a big ramekin, you'll maybe need to make 8 of these, you know, smaller ones. Mm-hmm. Just, you'll know yourself. So, but you see the rhubarb itself, if you just cut it into sort of 2 centimeter pieces and then just make a sugar syrup with sugar and water. Now, I put a wee bit of grenadine in, and the grenadine's one of those funny things. If you buy grenadine, you can get it in, you have to buy it in off license, even though it's not alcoholic.
Is it not alcoholic?
It's non-alcoholic, but you can never buy it.
I thought grenadine was alcoholic.
No, there's no alcohol. It's a syrup. Now, it is a pomegranate syrup, but now if you buy it and you see the label, it's got raspberries and strawberries and things on the front. But that's not proper grenadine. Proper grenadine is pomegranate, and it's so different. You know, I mean, you'll get the colour, but the flavour you want from the grenadine. Pomegranate and rhubarb go beautifully together. Uh-huh. They're kind of Asian-y, aren't they? Middle Eastern. So,
and that same kind of colour, that bright kind of vibrant red sort of colour.
So if you go to, you know, the boy, you'll get it in a good independent off license, they normally would have the proper grenadine.
Uh-huh.
Or don't worry about the other stuff's great. It's, you know, but it's just if you want that real sort of tarty flavour, you know, from the grenadine, that's go with that.
Well, I mean, you want to have the real stuff. If you're having somebody round from the, you know, from the end of the cul-de-sac tonight, you don't want to be serving them fake grenadine.
No, they would.
You'd be the talk. You'd be talking to the town.
They'd be tasting it and going, oh, he's used. That rhubarb, that he hasn't used pomegranates. Oh, the bit of talk of you, but the talk of the cul-de-sac. So, so then just very gently just let it cook, John. Just, I normally put it in a saucepan, put a wee bit of parchment paper over the top, put it as low a heat as I can. 1 minute you're going to end up, you'll have lovely, perfectly cooked rhubarb, and all of it you have stewed. With this recipe, it doesn't actually matter.
Okay, how, you know, soft it gets.
How soft it is, but we're using the juice at the end is going to go for the into the cream. So then just butter a few ramekins, whatever, if you have nice big ones, butter them. And put the rhubarb at the bottom, but strain off the juice and leave it aside. So okay, that's your thing. And then this, the pudding, the actual the pudding bit for the top is, it's like a sponge, but it's melted butter. So you melt butter, there's a wee bit of brown sugar and caster sugar in that, and whip that all up until it's really, really pale. And then you're adding flour, some almonds. I put a wee bit of buttermilk, vanilla, baking powder and a wee bit of plain flour, but put the yolks in of the eggs and just whisk that all up, and then in a clean bowl whisk the egg whites, and then just put it in like you would, you know, like a souffle nearly.
Oh right, so mix it back into the egg yolk mixture.
Mix the whites. Yeah. So what you do is you take a third of it, third of the egg whites. So we have whisked them to stiff peaks. And blatter that in really, really well. Give that a good mix. You don't have to be gentle at the beginning because you're loosening up that sponge. And then for the second two sort of increments of egg white, go really, really, you know, nice and gentle and fold it in, you know, and then fold the other one in, and that's it. And put that on top of your rhubarb, and that goes into the oven really about 25 minutes or until it's, you know, you'll know, John, it's nicely risen. Stick a skewer in. When it comes out clean, it's ready. But this is something you could sort of, you want to make and eat immediately. You know, this is if you want to impress your, you know, your friends, these will come out like souffles nearly, you know, so you bring them out of the oven and they're all risen up and lovely and hot. And I mean, if you want to put some nice spices around into this, you could, you know, rhubarb and cardamom works really well together, you know. Maybe some, you know, I've some wee bit of ginger, obviously. I mean, at this time of year, you know, you sort of think the weather's going to be nice. I'm looking out the window now and the rain's coming down like stair rods.
Oh,
and
really?
It's grey. And this is a real pudding for a day, isn't it? For a winter's day like today.
Yeah. You know? Especially with the rhubarb ripple cream as well.
Yeah. So all you do is take that all that juice, all that poaching liquor that's left over from the rhubarb that has a rhubarb taste and it's got also the grenadine, boil that down until it's like a nice and thick syrup. Let it cool down and then just whip your double cream and then just ripple it through it. Make sure it's, you know, it's cool a wee bit, and ripple that through. So just put it in nice blobs of it and then just drag it through with a spoon. And
the whole thing doesn't go pink.
No, it doesn't. You just want nice ripples through it. And then when your pudding comes out of the oven, just, you know, put that a nice big bowl of rhubarb ripple cream in the middle. The other thing you can do with that liquid that's lovely, that liquor, is, you know, if you were you have some nice sparkling white wine and just add a wee toot of that to it, it's lovely.
Ooh, or like a really kind of thing.
Exactly. Or a nice dry cider works really well. You know, if you're nice dry cider. And a wee splash of that rhubarb liquor is lovely in it.
That sounds gorgeous. And to go way back to the very start, when you chop off the leaves of the rhubarb, is there anything you can do with them?
No, they're poisonous, actually, rhubarb leaves.
Okay.
Yes.
Glad I asked.
Yes. Uh-huh. Right. I think there was an incident many years ago where somebody fed the pigs with them and even the pigs couldn't cope. So, no, they are toxic. So don't do anything. Get them in your compost.
Here was me thinking you could keep them and put them in a nice wee
ferment
salad.
You could
compost them then. That's the only thing.
You want to get rid of a few people, you give them a wee rhubarb salad. Rhubarb leaf salad, yeah. But don't try that at home, please.
What just a get beautiful them recipe for an old day, dirty old day,
isn't
like
it?
It is.
Dirty old day, John, isn't it?
Perfect.
That's a good old.
Rhubarb and almond puddings. Recipe is up on the John Toll Show page, the Saturday with John Toll Show. or you can give us a call here on 03030 80 55 55, and we'll send you one out in the post for your very own self. But if you want it today, go to the website.
That's it from our Cooking with Paula podcast. More from Paula and more from us on BBC Sounds.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.